Many of my clients are struggling with what I call the dilemma of bilingualism. On one level, the dilemma of bilingualism is all about attitude. The attitude, for example, that if you go to school and you learn two languages in school, you're considered a genius. But if you grow up in a household speaking two languages, you're considered an idiot. So that's the dilemma of bilingualism on one level. On another level, there are all kinds of challenges and adventures that arise out of being in a bilingual household or bilingual community. One such challenge for the children in these families is a situation where they have to translate for the parents. And this happens everywhere. This is a poem about one such adventure. It's called Porofels for Sonia Nieto. In Brooklyn, the mice were crazy with courage, bony gray pickpockets snatching crumbs from plates at the table. The roaches panicked in spirals on the floor or weaved down walls for the sanctuary of cracked paint. No heat, so the oven door drooped open like an immigrant's surprise. Sonia's mother was mute in English, mouth chapped and coughing without words to yell for heat. But the neighbors spoke of Borofels. Tell Borofels, and mice shrivel in traps, roaches kick in poisoned heaps, steam pipes bang so loud that windows open in winter. Sonia and her mother sailed on a subway train, rocking like a ship desperate for light, then rose in an untranslated territory of Brooklyn. So Sonia translated, "Where is Borofels?" No one knew. The girl, pinballed by strangers in a hurry, hooded against frost as mouths puffed quick clouds of denial. Sonia saw the uniform then, blue-coated trooper of the U.S. mail, and pleaded for Borofels. His face, drowsing in bewilderment, awoke with a gust of what he suddenly understood, and he pointed down the street. "You want the Board of Health." They could yell now, like band poets, back from exile.